The surface of this long sheet-iron cigar no longer offered a single protrusion that could hamper its maneuvers. I returned to the lounge. The Nautilus still emerged above the surface. A few morning gleams infiltrated the liquid strata. Beneath the undulations of the billows, the windows were enlivened by the blushing of the rising sun. That dreadful day of June 2 had dawned. At 7 o'clock, the log told me that the Nautilus had reduced speed. I realized that it was letting the warship approach. Moreover, the explosions grew more intensely audible. Shells furrowed the water around us, drilling through it with an odd hissing sound. "My friends," I said, "it's time. Let's shake hands and may God be with us." Ned Land was determined, Conseil calm, I myself nervous and barely in control. We went into the library. Just as I pushed open the door leading to the well of the central companionway, I heard the hatch close sharply overhead. The Canadian leaped up the steps, but I stopped him. A well-known hissing told me that water was entering the ship's ballast tanks. Indeed, in a few moments the Nautilus had submerged some meters below the surface of the waves. I understood this maneuver. It was too late to take action.